The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-0 in conference play and 2-1 overall. Penn State hosts San Diego State at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Obviously, really excited how our team played this past Saturday. We're getting better each week, which is always our focus. Our offensive line protected our quarterback again for a second straight week, no sacks, rushed for over 330 yards. Our defense held Rutgers to 43 yards rushing. And our special teams played well. We had a real challenge, you know, with their return game and played well. So I'm glad that that game is behind us, 1-0 in the Big Ten, and now focused on getting ready for a very successful San Diego State team that's been the 5-state bowl game. So look forward to the opportunity.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Tom Van Haren from the ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks. I had a question for you about kind of two things blended together, I guess. It seems like there have been more and more decommitments in recruiting happening, and then we've also seen a lot of transfers within college as well. In your opinion, is there a correlation between the two? And if so, I guess, why do you think they're trending up right now?
No, I'm not sure if there's a correlation or not. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
I think the recruiting is partly just because the process is sped up so much. I think, you know, typically if you speed the process up and then you pressure guys to do things earlier than they want to in their timeline, then you know, you have a chance for issues. You know, for us, we try not to pressure anybody, and actually, in a lot of ways, try to talk them out of committing, making sure that them and their family and everybody's on the same page and comfortable with it, and nothing would change that, or don't do it. I'd rather you not commit at all than to commit and change your mind. So, guys say they want to go through the process and go on visits. That's great. Do it. The transfer thing, you know, I'm not sure. The dynamics of that are a little bit different. Sometimes guys are just transferring because they're not getting this, you know, the playing time. Maybe they're a fifth year senior and haven't had an opportunity to play a whole lot, and they want an opportunity to play in the game, which I respect. You know, I played Division II football, and so for me, I wanted to play and have a great experience. And you know, so there's a lot of factors that go into those things, coaching changes, you know, things like that. But I haven't studied it enough, the combination of those two things, to have a strong opinion. I can just tell you kind of based on our experience here.
Okay. And a quick follow-up, too. With the decommitments, is there ever a position group, like outside of a big coaching change or something happening, is there ever a situation or a position group where you want to shy away from taking a guy who is decommitted, like quarterback? Do you try to stay away from guys who have decommitted outside of something big happening, or has that ever come up with you guys?
You mean taking guys that have decommitted from other programs?
Right, like targeting a guy who's decommitted somewhere else.
You mean targeting someone who's committed to someone else, or targeting someone who's decommitted for someone else?
Who is already decommitted. Like if a kid decommitted and there wasn't a coaching change, there was, you know, nothing big that happened. He just decommitted from a school, and then, you know, he's open to other schools, and maybe you guys go after him, or you're thinking about targeting him then after he's decommitted.
I got you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, you know, we have an issue with that. It's something that obviously we're aware of, and your radar goes up a little bit. You know, if it's a kid who's now decommitted twice, then yeah, I think there's a red flag. I think one time is still a little bit concerning, but you know, typically it's not like you start recruiting a guy, you know, after he decommits. That guy's probably a guy you were recruiting before, and maybe you missed out on him, and he went somewhere else, and now he's available again. You know, I think a guy who's, you know, sometimes you see guys that have, you know, committed one school, then decommitted again, and committed to another school. Those now become a pattern, no different than anything else in life, and you're concerned about patterns.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Gordon Jones from Philadelphia's Daily.
James, I was wondering if you could just describe what sort of team-wide impact a performance like Saquon's has on everyone else, just how energizing that can be for the entire team.
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, it's no different if you have an electric return man or a punt return or a kick return. You know, that hasn't affected everybody. Guys start blocking better. You know, it definitely has an impact. It's no different, you know, with a running back. You have a running back who makes plays and is electric. It's rewarding. You know, so now all their hard work is being rewarded with success. So I think it's important. I think Akeel Lynch and Saquon Barkley are both doing some really nice things right now. I think our offensive line, you know, they were the player of the game for us. We gave it to the whole unit, the offensive line, on offense. You know, they're doing some nice things. I love to see those guys have success. You know, those guys as well as their O-line coach, Herb Hand. It's great to see all those guys have success together after last year being so challenging and the season not starting out the way we wanted it to.
And along with that, do you see a personality of your team emerging as being a running team, or is that putting too fine a point on it?
I think we're starting to create an identity. I don't think there's any doubt about that. On defense, I'm starting to see us create an identity. On offense, I'm starting to see it on special teams. I think on offense right now, we're still managing a situation. So, we've gone two games now without giving up a sack. I think our quarterback's only been hit two times. So, it's more us still providing time for our O-line to develop and mature. And then hopefully we can continue to become more balanced in the run and the pass game. Right now, I think, you know, we're doing some nice things in the running game and moving the pocket and mixing some things up. But we all know Christian can be a threat, especially with our wide receivers and tight ends. You saw what he was able to do in the bowl game and the other games last year. So hopefully as the season goes on, you know, now we can really threaten people and attack people with both the run and the pass.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Ari Wasserman from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Coach, recruiting philosophical question. When you're going through your trying to build your roster and whatnot, do you always feel like you would rather take the best player available talent-wise, or do you sometimes maybe sacrifice or give a little bit in talent if a guy fits your system better?
I think that's always the tough question. I look at it more from a need to, just overall talent. So say you filled your need at a position, but you got another guy who wants to come and he's just really, really talented. Do you take that guy or you say, no, you filled your need and go fill other needs? That's the age-old problem. That's the age-old discussion. What do you do there? And you can do it, I think, from time to time, but if you're not careful, you're going to become completely out of balance and out of whack. And have too many scholarships on offense, or too many scholarships on defense, or too many scholarships at a specific position. And although you may be really talented at one position, now you're really weak at another. So you just got to be really careful.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.